Call me Jonah. My parents did, or nearly did. They called me John. Jonah, John, if I'd been a Sam, I would have been a Jonah still. Not because I've been unlucky for others, but because somebody or something has compelled me to be certain places at certain times, without fail. Conveyances and motives, both conventional and bizarre, have been provided. And according to plan, at each appointed second, at each appointed place, this Jonah was there. Listen, when I was a younger man, two wives ago, 250,000 cigarettes ago, 3,000 quarts of booze ago, when I was a much younger man, I began to collect material for a book to be called The Day the World Ended. The book was to be factual. The book was to be an account of what important Americans had done on the day when the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. It was to be a Christian book. I was a Christian then. I am a Baconinist now. I would have been a Baconinist then if there had been anyone to teach me the bittersweet lies of Baconin. But Baconinism was unknown beyond the gravel beaches and coral knives that ring this little island in the Caribbean Sea, the Republic of San Lorenzo. We Baconinists believe that humanity is organized into teams, teams that do God's will without ever discovering what they are doing. Such a team is called a cuirass by Baconin, and the instrument, the can-can, that brought me into my own particular cuirass was the book I never finished, the book to be called The Day the World Ended. If you find your life tangled up...